Bradley Schreiber is Vice President of Washington Operations at the Applied Science Foundation for Homeland Security and a former senior advisor at the Homeland Security Department. Bradley, it's great to have you on the program today. When you look at something like what happened in Boston, what are your thoughts about coordination there and what is happening logistically as we try to work through the aftermath of this?
Well, as you know, the federal government has put a tremendous amount of resources into Homeland Security and first responder activity since September 11th. And what you've seen is the best model that we could possibly hope for. You saw right after the incident, first responders rushing to the scene. No one was in a panic. Everyone was clear-eyed and willing to help. You had the National Guard, who was also on scene providing security. So it was while it was a horrible and tragic event that no one would ever like to see, it was good to appreciate the fact that the training and exercises and all the work that those first responders have put in has paid off.
One term that I heard used on a number of occasions in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina was, we want to get out of the business of exchanging business cards on the scene of these emergencies. And that went to the idea of establishing relationships at not just among federal agencies, but also at the state and local levels that federal officials would be dealing with in these kinds of situations. Do you have a sense that we're beyond that phase now and that those relationships exist and the faces that see each other in these kinds of situations know each other and know what to expect from each other?
I think that for a good portion of the country that does exist, I mean, you still have to look at each jurisdiction separately, and some jurisdictions operate better than other jurisdictions, and efforts still need to be made going forward. But as I said, we are far and away better off than we were in 2001.
Now, we understand today that the FBI is leading this investigation, but talk about the information sharing element here, because especially now with the mobile devices that everybody has, you know, I did see today that there's a call out for anybody to look through their phones and other mobile devices and see what's available. How does all of that information get managed and tracked, and who makes sure that the people that need that information have it now?
Well, the biggest challenge that first responders have in today's ever-changing technology environment is this concept of what we call data crunch, which is being completely overwhelmed by social media, phone calls, emails, texts, and how do you process information. Right now, first responders, federal law enforcement, what have you, still process that information one at a time. They look at the information. They attempt to do what they can to use intelligence-based decision-making to try to pull that information to the top. But technology hasn't quite gotten to the level where we have a system or a program that we can do what is called reporting by exception, where we can have it automatically rise to the top. So there's still a lot of work to be done in that area.
Does that mean that a lot of this analysis is still going to be done by hand, by humans having to eyeball or touch in some way the various pieces of data? Because that then implies to me that somebody's got to do also analysis to decide which are the things we want to try to look at first.
And you're absolutely right. You have to there's always going to be that human component. And I would actually always, I'd be concerned if we ever got to that stage that we take the human element out of the intelligence making process. But as far as the information that's coming forward and ways to compartmentalize that and organize it in real time with so much input, that we still have a lot of effort to make.
Bradley Schreiber of the Applied Science Foundation for Homeland Security talking about federal response to events such as we saw in Boston yesterday. The federal response, as I mentioned, led by FBI, but they're certainly not the only agency that's involved here. What would be your sense of the other agencies that are going to be in on this, not just necessarily today, but as this investigation and follow-up unfolds?
Well, by having the FBI as the lead investigator, they're able to tap into the wide intelligence community within the federal government and even if necessary, some DOD intelligence operations as well. So they have a robust capability to bring a force multiplier to the scene of individuals, boots on the ground, people on the ground working to handle this case. So that is a major effort for them to be doing this. But you also have the state and local responders who are still there, the state police, the local police, who are still working the crime scene with them. They're also providing support to secure other hard and soft targets throughout the area. So there's a significant role that they play going forward. And a lot of this information is shared through what you've heard through the JTTF, Joint Terrorism Task Force, and Fusion Centers, which are organizations that are designed to deal with this information flow amongst first responders.
What is your sense of the feedback from the state and local responders when it comes to the feedback, or it comes to the information flow through the Fusion Centers? I mean, they certainly have a role to provide that information up the chain to the federal government, but I wonder what their sense is of how the information flow is coming back to them.
Going back to what I said before, there are still substantial challenges. Well, you have to look at it by jurisdiction, and there are still substantial challenges that exist within some jurisdictions around the country. My understanding is that in Boston, that information is flowing readily at this time.
Overall, what should we understand about what various agencies will be doing, how they will be doing it, or maybe some things that we wouldn't expect to see a federal involvement with in a situation like this?
Well, at this point, you would have, you know, the FBI is the lead investigator, and they're going to run the threads of information to where they go, and they will bring in whoever and whatever resources they need to bring to bear to find these individuals, whether it's non-traditional organizations, as you said, like Coast Guard or even NOAA, who does weather satellites. There may be some information that they may need to tap into, all the way down to the folks that you would expect, CIA, NSA, and others.